Okay, so Parshas Vayakhel. On the post Vayakhel, Moshe is called Adas Menisol Vayom Elei Meir Ladvorim Asher Tziva Hashem Lasoy Soysom. So what does Eile Hadvorim Asher Tziva Hashem Lasoy Soysom? So the Ramban, Machlok is Rashi in the Ramban. Rashi is actually that that's what was Eile Hadvorim, meaning Eile Hadvorim to teach about, what you call it, about Shabbos. So Rashi says, "Iktim Shabbos Lazor Tzivus Amelech Hasamishkan Loi Mashenu Doiches Hashabbos." So Eile Advor Masher Tziv Hashem Laso Soisom relates that the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells the mitzvah Shabbos and as a hakdoma to the building of the Mishkan. The Ramban on the opposite side says, "No Vayakel Moshe Kol Abdei Sevi Yomelei Eile Advor Masher Tziv Hashem Laso Soisom," meaning Eile Advor Masher Tziv Hashem Laso Soisom, meaning build the Mishkan. And then parenthetically says, when I build the Mishkan, Sheish Es Yom Meti Asa Melocha, Ovayem Ashvi, Shabbos Lasoyem Elokecha, Shabbos Sheyeh Lachem Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos Lashem, Kol Oisevo Melocha Yomas. But what the Tzivui was the Tzivui to Melechas HaMishkan. So the Ramban says that this Vayakel Moshe is right after Yom HaKippurim. So he says, the Ramban, that all the mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, before wearing the mask, the masveh, and then he put on the mask, and he gets Klal Yisrael together, he gathers Klal Yisrael to teach about the Mishkan, and to teach them that even though they had the Chet HaEgel, and now they don't have a Gilui HaShechina, they will have some limited form of Gilui HaShechina, which is the Mishkan. I mean, the Mishkan, it was the Tzitzave before, still continues being it right now. So, but comes out something very interesting, that the mitzvah, he goes ahead and he tells the mitzvah of building the Mishkan, and he also tells the mitzvah of Shabbos. So it comes out that the mitzvah of Shabbos was said after Moshe Rabbeinu put on the masvet, Mimochras Yom HaKippurim. And so the Rebbe Soloveitchik asks, it's something very interesting, it comes out that mitzvah Shabbos is the only mitzvah that was said of Moshe Rabbeinu wearing a masvet, wearing the mask. And he had to say that because he had to say right after the Binyan HaMishkan. What's the significance of it? Now, even though Mitzvah Shabbos was said somewhere else, meaning the word Mitzvah Shabbos repeated in Torah beforehand, but the only place that talks about the Lametes Melochas is here, Eile Hadvorim, Chazal learning the Gemara Shabbos, the Eile Hadvorim is 39, Begimatria 39, which is connected to the Lametes Melochas of Shabbos. So you see the concept of the Lametes Melochas of Shabbos, that each one becomes a Isur Bifnei Atzmoi, was said Dafka by Moshe Rabbeinu with a Masveh. And the question is, number one, why? Second issue is the following. On the Pasuk says, Sheshes Yomim Teyoseh Melocha. So the Igra de Kalam in the Bnei Socher quotes the Mesorah, that the Mesorah writes on this Pasuk, Zohar Unekeva Brom. On the Pasuk, Sheshes Yomim Teyoseh Melocha. What does it mean? Because the Mesorah always has a tradition of how to write the Chumash. So the word is, it's trying to indicate to you that here the Pasuk says, Sheshes Yomim Teyaseh Melocha. The Pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, the same exact Pasuk, there the Pasuk says, Sheshes Yomim Yeyaseh Melocha. One is Beloshan Zohar, and the other one is Beloshan Nekeva. That's why Zohar and Nekeva Brom, that this Pasuk is a Zohar and Nekeva, it's a pair to the previous Pasuk. And the question is why? Why the part of the Pasuk by Shabbos in Parshas Kisisa says Beloshan Zohar and Beloshan Nekeva? And there is a really never overarching question that if you look at the Seder Hadvorim, and that's already the Rishonim and the Mara already ask the same question. If you look at Parshas Truma, you have the Binyan of the Kelim, the Yerios, and then Shabbos at the end of Parshas Kisisa. And here is truly the flip side. It starts with Shabbos, and it goes into the Yerios, and it goes into the Kelim. So why is it flipped? Meaning it looks like you go one way, and you come back the opposite way. So the question is, why Beloshan Nekeva, and why the order is changed? And then the Rambam in Perek Lamedan, the last Perek of Hilchos Shabbos, quotes that there are two mitzvahs derived from Shabbos, which is Shomer VeZocher, and there are two mitzvahs in the Rabbanan, which the Nevi'im quote, which is the mitzvah of Oineg and the mitzvah of Kibbutz Shabbos, Kovet Shabbos. And the Rambam goes to describe what is the mitzvah of Oineg Shabbos, which should eat something good and something sweet on Shabbos. Says the Tzafnas Paneach, and the Roger Chover is in Hilchos Yontif, in Perek Vov Alocha Yudches, and says, even though Yontef also has a din of Oinek, there's a very big difference between the Oinek Shabbos and the Oinek Yontef. Sagt er, that Oynig Shabbos, the Pshat is, Oynig Yontev is what you mean, that the Seuda should be done pleasurable. It's a din on Seuda, Yontev, that you should be Beoynig. Shabbos, the Pshat is, it's not that there's a din in Seuda's Shabbos that you have to be do it in the form of Oynig, but the Pshat is the day of Shabbos is a day of Oynig. Not that the Seuda is a Seuda, is a din Oynig, you have to have pleasure in the Seuda, even though the halachas apply. Just the opposite. The reason why you have to have pleasure in the Seuda is because the day of Shabbos is a day of Oynek. Now, what's his raya? His raya is for the Gemara in what you call it, in Psochim. The word Psochim says like this: says the Gemara in Psochim, Rav Hanania ben Shlamia, the Talmid of Rav Yasbi the Seuda. So they were sitting in the Seuda, Rav Hanania ben Shlamia and Talmid of Rav. And Kayolai Rav Amnon, Rav Amnon Saba was serving them. Om Leizil Chozi, please check. Imakti Shioim and Nafsi Divir Shapsa. Check that if they started, we're going to be Mafsik the Seuda and be Kuvia the Seuda for Shabbos. Omaru Lotzechi. So you don't have to be Kuvia the Seuda for Shabbos. Why? Shapsa Kovsa Nafsha. Shabbos is Kuvia Kedusha on its own. You don't have to be Mafsik the Seuda. Why? Because it says the Keshem She. The Omar Rav, Keshem Shabbos Kovas Lemainser. The same way the Shabbos is Kovia Lemainser makes Achilas Kva on Shabbos, that even Achilas Arah is a din of Achilas Kva on Shabbos, Kach Shabbos Kovas Lekidush. Shabbos Zos Kovia Lekidush in itself. And he says, as the Rav Gashov, if you look in the Yerushalmi, Shabbos Kovas Lemainser is not Suda Shabbos. Is Shabbos alone, even fruits, that's what the Gemara said to Kontra B'Yochanan, that even if fruits fell on their own, there is a din of achilas kva on those fruits, even though you're not planning to use it for the seuda, because Shabbos is koveya, and that's the idea of Shabbos being koveya, and the same way is koveya lemainzer, that is a relation to koveya likidush. Mashenki by Yontev, the only time that there's a kvius is not whatever fell on Yontev. Anything which is going to be used for a seuda, Yontev, that has a din of achilas kva. But not Yontev alone, not if something fell from the tree, has a din of kva. Has to be something that you plan to the Seuda. Zog der Goshavas Nafkimina is because the din Oineg, which makes the Seuda more Choshev, by Yontev is a din on the Seuda, so that's why the Seuda makes it Kva. Mashenkin here, Shabbos is a day of Oineg, and therefore anything that relates to Shabbos is Choshev and is Kva and has a din of Oineg. That's why Keshem She Shabbos Kuivas Lemainzer, so Shabbos Kova Nafshe, is Kuivia to Kiddush. That Kvius is the same of Mainzer and Kiddush, because the idea is there is the Kiddush of Oineg, and that's what makes Kvius. Question is, what does that mean? Why is Shabbos Oineg Bifnei Atzmoi, Masha Enken Yontef, only the Seuda makes more sense? The Seuda has to be done by Oineg, because also Shabbos Oineg. What does that mean? To answer all these three questions, I want to go into the Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya goes to explain this idea of why the Seder is Mehupach, why the Seder of Parshas Truma is Kelim, Yerios, and Shabbos, and here is Shabbos, Yerios, and Kelim. And so there the following, which is relating to what we spoke last week, that the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale himself, is two Giluim. One Gilui is called Memale Kolam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills all the creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Memale all the Bria. And then there is a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Soivev Kolam. It is a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounding it. It is a greater Kedusha, not that it fills in, but surrounds everything else because it's greater. It's a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond what's in within the Olamos. So this is Keneged the two Avoidas, which is Avoidas HaTorah and Avoidas HaMitzvahs. Torah is something internal that you absorb, that you basically get the consciousness, meaning it becomes part of you. You actually absorb it, you internalize. That's why Torah is always called Mozin, right? It's called Mozin HaNeshama, L'chu Lachmu B'Lachmi, right? It's like the Lechem that you internalize. Is Mozin V'Toroscha B'Soich Me'ai. The Torah is my intestines. The Torah is absorbed because you take and you absorb the Torah. It becomes one with you. That's Keneged the Mozin HaNeshamas. Mitzvahs, however, is a b'chinas makiv, is a kedusha that doesn't become internalized. You can't experience it, but it surrounds you. The same way the neshama, when the neshama animates the body, it doesn't become in the body, it surrounds the body. That's why the neshama in its higher forms are called makifim, the chay and yechida, they are makifim. The mitzvahs are makiv, that's why the mitzvahs are called a levush. The mitzvahs are always called the levush because it's the rotzen, right? It's the rotzen Hashem. It's not something which is cognitive. It's something beyond cognitive. It's bat the ritzoin chavipnei ritzoinei. All the gilui of mitzvahs is a mitzvah of makif. That soivedik our gosha to soivev kol almin is kedushas mitzvahs. Memale kol almin is Torah. Zog the balatanya the kineged the mishkan. Which is a shros ha-shechina bo'ilam hazeh, the kelim, which is a kodesh bochu, that how we serve him, how we function with him, how we relate with him, it's keneged Torah. That's why the kelim is the oron, which is the hashpo'as ha-Torah. And then you have the menorah and the shulchan, because the menorah and the shulchan is how the Torah, which is in its kernel and shoresh, is mashpia to a cognitive way. The Kneam Noiras Kedeged the Sheshakanim, which is Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebichsav, which is Kedeged the Midas, and Shulchan, which internalizes. One is the light that guides you, the other one is the Mozo that internalizes you. So those are the Kelim Kedeged Torah. Mashenki, the structure of the Mishkan, which is the Yerios, is Kedeged Mitzvahs. That's why the Yerios had, they always is like something that surrounds the Mitzvahs, are 620 Mitzvahs, 613 the Raisa, and 7 the Rabbanon, which is Begimatria Keser. Is the crown. That's the thing that surrounds you. That's why Kedushas HaMitzvah surrounds you like the Yerios surrounded you too. But Zokter, this is the two aspects. But then there is an aspect. Those are the cognitive aspects. That's the way how we relate to Kodesh Bohu. The I and the thou. But then there is a connection which is even higher. It's an I and thou connection that you connect to Kodesh Bohu in a higher form. Says the Balatanya. This too is called Das HaTachton. This is the connection, which is Das, which is Das, which is cognitive. You know that one of them you are internalizing, the other one you are adjacent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is surrounding you. It's something cognitive. But then there is something called the Das HaElyon. Das HaElyon is Rotzin, is that desire, is that experiential, internal, deep desire, which is the Chaya, which is that connection of the Chayat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which you saw the two Shemes. There is one Shem, Shamayim, Shnai Mikra veChatargum, one Shem Yudke Vovke, the Shemes, which is Mikra and Targum, that you learn is the Mikra, that's Kibiyochol, the Makifin, is the Mikra, and then you internalize, you absorb, which is the Targum, those two. But then there's a Shem Shamayim, which is just experiential, is just tangential, that's the one that's innate, that's the one that's subconscious connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That concept of Gilui is the Gilui of Shabbos. All of Shabbos is the idea, says Balatanya, the Yichud of, that's why we rose the Shabbos, Yichud Shabbos, he said the concept of Yichud that we say, because the Yichud Agomu, which is the Rotson HaElyon, the Rotson HaTachton. This is the idea of the Tuksorim of Shabbos. We know that Ari says on the Pasuk, on the Tfilah Ismach Moishe Bebantas Chalkoi, Ki Even Neman Korasalo. We know that we had Tuksorim, the Gemara Shabbos says, that's the Edyom. And we lost it, right? What's going to say? We had to give it away. And who took it? Moshe Rabbeinu. So Ishmar Moshe, because he got the Ksori. Why? Because the idea of Keser is the Das. Das is the cognitive, rational way, but then there is a irrational way, subconscious way, the deep connection with there is, which is beyond, when his Das changes into Rotzen, to Keser, which is this unexplicable, ineffable Rotzen. That is the concept of the Ksorim. So, McClally saw when they start making the Cheshbon, creating a distance, trying to understand Kiboyshe Shmoyshe, they created that separation from the experiential. And therefore, they don't have the Ksorim anymore. Moshe Rabbeinu ki ever neman koros aloy. He was ever neman. He was somebody trustworthy without making any cheshbonos. He felt that kesher. And then the pasuk, the tefillah says, klil tiferes osat aloy. So they gave him the crowns. And Moshe Rabbeinu has the crowns. Says Dari that on Shabbos, those crowns are returned to us. Those crowns are given to the Eden on Shabbos. That's the Neshome Yisera, says the Balatanya. Neshome Yisera is that you're able to reach the Kodesh Bohu, not through your cognitive Neshoma, which is the Nefesh Ruach Neshoma, but through the Chaya and Yechida. You're able to connect with the crown. That's what we say in the Zmiros. De Chochma L'Nafshecha Be Keser L'Roshecha. It's the day that Das becomes Keser. And that's why we have the idea of Zmiros, that you sing, because sing is experiential. right? You get this ability to connect to something beyond the Knan of the Shabbos. It makes sense, right? Because Shabbos is the day that you stop from doing your cheshbonos, your avoida, and you connect to see how everything connects together, which is very experiential. It's sitting back, it's pulling it back. That's the idea of Shabbos. Shabbos is soy raza de Shabbos is Shabbos, which is the soy da yichud. The ultimate yichud is the yichud of Shabbos. Shabbos belosh in return, that we return to our source, to our connection. That's the day of Shabbos. That's why shar hapoy nekodim. Shabbos, Shabbos, wonder by you think that there's a shar hapoy nekodim in this third Beis Hamikdash that should be open on Shabbos. Says, yeah, because that's the shar who goes to the Kodim. Kodim is the source of the world, which is the Rotzon, which is below, above Chochmah. That's what Shtet Balatanya, the idea of Shabbos, is all about. So that's why Shabbos is a day that's the whole intuitive connection. And that's why, even if Rabbi Horowitz, I was thinking, that's why Shabbos is the day of the Ksorim. Shabbos is the day that you don't have to have a Bakosha. Because the whole idea of Naseh V'Nishma is the idea that you don't have to make a cheshbon. It's natural you say Naseh. Naseh comes before the Nishma, which is you don't have to ask. Tere mikro vaniene. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a same relationship to us. Same way we don't have to understand. I just feel it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even before you ask, I feel. So tere ene vaniekra is the same idea. The Klal Yisrael doesn't have to make a cheshbon, right? Those are the ksorim. The das becomes the keser. It's something much more experiential, so much more innate, something more real, the connection between the I and thou is not a separation, it's that connection. So Bimelad also, that's why the Chassidish Sforim say that's why on Shabbos there's no Bakosha, that the Soscha said in the Gredekala. Why there's no Bakoshas? Because it's the day of the Ksorim. The same way we don't have to hear, we just accept and understand innately. Akkadosh Baruch Hu understands us innately. We don't have to have Bakoshas on Shabbos. That's why there's no Bakoshas on Shabbos. That's the idea of Shabbos. That's the experiential connection beyond verbalization. That is Shabbos. Says the Balatanya, in the Seder HaAvoida, by the way, that's why Shabbos is Oineg. Shabbos is Oineg, not the Sivud is Oineg, Shabbos is Oineg. What's Oineg? Oineg is connection. Ein lemala mi Oineg ve'en lemata mi Nega. Nega is a separation. Says, so the answer is, the Tzavaritila says, what's Oineg? Is Eden Nohar Gan. That's what's his name says, the Megalomukus is Oiner Nahar Gan. What's the pshat? Because it's a connection. That the Gan is connected to the Eden through the Nohar. That is connection. That is Shabbos. Shabbos is Oineg on its own. That's why the Rabbi Shabbos says, has a din Oineg on its own, the Chashivas of Shabbos. But Shein Ken Yontev, the Seuda, that what you do is a Oineg, not the Kedusha itself. That's why there's no Zmiras on Yontev. Shabbos is that connection, that innate connection, which is the idea of song, of feeling, of emotions, which is the day of Simcha, but since not the day of Oinek, doesn't have as mirrors. Once you understand that, says the Balatanya, the question is what comes first. So you think that, so say the Balatanya, the Avoida Sa'odam, is the Avoida Sa'odam that even though you're trying to enhance yourself, but first you have to reach the experiential. From the experiential, then you reach that apex of experience, then you try verbalizing. You bring it first, that unverbal, that unspoken, that high experience, you try to verbalize as a makiv that you can internalize, but at least it's surrounding you. And then from there, you go to internalizing and absorbing it. So you cannot start learning and from learning go above, because by learning, you could have an academic learning that you study and you stay here. Just the opposite. You have to have the experience and bring the experience down. You, through tefillah, you raise yourself up. That's what tefillah is, a sulam. But then you reach the highest connection. But that's why by tefillah is important, tefillah before learning, right? That's why during the brocha. Because by tefillah, you get the ecstasy that you connect to that inherent experiential connection. And then you can bring it down, first through mitzvahs and through Torah. And it says the Seder Advarim is always connect that experience to that higher kedusha to be able to bring it down. And how you bring it down? First through mitzvahs, which surrounds you, and that kedusha surrounds you, it then internalizes, which is Torah. And that's why Chazal say, the Gemara says, that kol ha-kvere krisho belot tefillin is kimeiru mei de seidu sheker latzmo. Why? Because the tefillin is the parshas which are surrounding you, and tefillah internalizes. If you're going to just internalize without having anything, Zedus Sheker, you're not connecting to anything. Eidus is when you connect to something. If you don't have what to connect to, It's nothing. Torah, you have to make sure. Therefore, when you talk about the Asiyas HaMishkan, and that's why it's Beloshon Nekeva. Why is Beloshon Nekeva? Because Mitzad HaMekabalim. Mitzad HaMekabalim, first you start with Shabbos, and then you go through Yeriyos, and then you go through the Kelim, which is the experience of Shabbos, and from Shabbos you bring it down to Mitzvahs, and from Mitzvahs to Torah. Hashem mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzad the mindset of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is first he created the Helem, first he created the Memale Kol Alamim, which is the Halal, and then he allowed that to reconnect back to that Kedusha. Therefore, it starts in the world of Memale Kol Alamim, which is the Kelim. From the Kelim, it goes to the Yiriyos, and the Yiriyos, it goes back to Shabbos. Very interesting. If you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating Tzimtzum, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Metzamtzum himself to the world. So the Tzimtzum is such that he creates Tzimtzum, he creates the ultimate Tzimtzum, which is Metzamtzum himself, which is the Bechinas Memale Kol Alamim, which is Bechinas Torah, which is Bechinas Kelim. But then the process is that bringing the Tzimtzum, you have to already bring the Or Choizer, which is bringing the Gilui again, and therefore it goes from Kelim to Yiriyos, then to Shabbos. We are trying to bring the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you go straight to the Gilui, which is the Soif Maise, has to be Machshava Tchila, and that Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have, then we are Metzamtzem it all the way to Torah. So we are trying to bring the Gilui, you go to the Gilui, and from the Gilui you verbalize, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts with the Tzimtzum, he goes to the Tzimtzum, but the Tzimtzum go into Bimegale to come back to create the ultimate Gilui. Mimela Shabbos is that day, so that's what we asked. The first question is, why was the Shabbos with the Masveh? You're right, because before we had the Ksorim all the time, so we had that Kedusha all the time connected. That Kedusha was lost. So therefore, the mitzvahs to be Bishlemus, they had to be said without the Masveh. With the Masveh, is already a separation. Mitzvahs can never reach out, because it can reach Das, it cannot reach Keser. That's why the Ksorim are missing. The only one that even with the Masveh, the mitzvahs are in its ultimate shine, that becomes the ability to connect even with the Masveh, because the Ksorim are still there and allows us to connect Rotzon Atach to Rotzon El, Yedavka Shabbos. So therefore, Shabbos is the only mitzvah that saying with the Masveh is the same thing without the Masveh. That is the only mitzvah that we still have the crowns, that there is no Masveh that is so Issa Shabbos. Therefore, the only mitzvah that was says they said with the Masveh was Dafka, specifically Mitzvah Shabbos. And that says Balatanya, that's Seder Avodas Odom. Odom, for you to bring Kedusha, meaning, in other words, that's why we are taught Kol HaTorah Kula in an experiential ways when we are the Vacher Kot, when we are the Uber, because you have to have the blueprint, the prototype of the Kedusha trying to bring. Because you just learn, you're never going to go anywhere. You don't know where to go to. But if you start with experience, you're taking the highest form, you're verbalizing it. If you're trying to bring Gilui for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you go straight to the Gilui and you verbalize. If you're trying to bring Tzimtzum, you bring straight to the Tzimtzum and allow the Tzimtzum to go higher. Mel our Avodah Sa'odam is always to have that connection, which is done with Tefillah. Tefillah goes ahead and brings mitzvahs, and mitzvahs lead to Torah. So even though Torah is the one that we could absorb, relate more because it's internal, is mazin, it has to be something that has the ability to rise higher. So it comes out the Shabbos, there are two Shabboses. There is one Shabbos that precedes the week. There's the Shabbos that becomes the shortest of the week, and there is a Shabbos which is the conclusion of the week. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shabbos is the conclusion of the week. Mitzideinu, Shabbos is the beginning of the week. That's why the Gemara says, Ilmal Leshom Risol Shtei Shabboses Miad Nigolim. That we always need two Shabboses, because the two Shabboses, the Shabbos Mitzad HaMekabel, which Shabbos is the Tchila, and the ultimate, we go from Shabbos to Shabbos. Shabbos brings to Torah, and Torah eventually rises all the way to Shabbos. So Shabbos is the Tchila, which is the Shabbos. So therefore, Beloshon Zohar, Shabbos is at the end, which is Mitzad HaNoitzi, Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzad HaMekabel, Shabbos is at the beginning. And therefore you need two Shabboses. You need the Shabbos of the Mekabelim, which is the Shabbos before, and the second Shabbos is Mitzad HaNoitzi.